own debt amount that I can use to pay off my debts.
So in other words, I would want to spend everything except that amount that I have debts to pay. From this, ulama explain that if a person has debts to pay, then he shouldn't be giving nafil charity. He shouldn't be going for nafil umrahs. He shouldn't be doing nafil ibadat when he's got debts to pay. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that I wouldn't want to keep even one dinar, except if I've got debts to pay, then I would want to keep that amount so I can fulfill the debts. To show us how important it is to fulfill debts. So many people complain. Because yesterday on Eid, one person was telling me that many people they phone for, especially now in the month of Ramadan, they phone them for the payment, and then the staff tell you that our boss has gone overseas for pilgrimage. Boss has gone overseas for pilgrimage, but the amounts are not paid, and now the supplier is under pressure because now he needs to make payments, but the people have gone for Umrah, etc., etc., but they haven't made the payments. So this hadith is teaching us that debts are something that we don't take lightly. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't take it lightly that he would have kept wealth back, but he specifically mentioned that amount where I had any debts to pay, I would want to keep that so that I could fulfill these debts. Anyway, the hadith goes on, إِلَّا أَنْ أَقُولَ بِهِ فِي عِبَادِ هَكَذَا وَهَكَذَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I would have liked to spend like this and spend like that and spend like that. In other words, different avenues I would have liked to spend. Now understanding, I would like to spend on masajid, I would like to spend on the poor people, I would like to spend in this welfare work, that welfare. I would have liked to spend here, there, everywhere. So this also shows that when a person is spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they're building the madrasa in Ispingo, so that Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was asked to make dua. It was the time when they were laying the foundation. So he told one of his friends that take out some of my riyals or some of his rupees. He took out some of his rupees, gave his friend, said, do me a favor, contribute towards this madrasa with these rupees. So somebody asked him that, Hazrat, you know what, they're not in need. South Africans are not in need of your money, your rupees that you've got in your pocket. But what is the need for you at this occasion now to take out those rupees and give it? So then he quoted the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which comes in Abu Dawud Sharif, that when a person is eating food, he shouldn't even leave one grain of rice, he shouldn't leave one amount, because he doesn't know which part of that food is barakah. Which part is barakah, a person doesn't know. So you should try and clean the plate completely. Where Allah Pak has kept the barakah in that part, you mustn't miss that out. So he says when it comes to charity also, a person should spread his charity, because he doesn't know where there will be barakah. In which charity he gives, there will be barakah. So a person should try and spread his charity. He may give it in one avenue. In that avenue, there will be barakah. This person will be earning that barakah perpetually. So anyway, Ya Rasulullah said, I would like to spend it here, I would spend it here, like this, like this, like this. An yameenihi wa an shimalihi wa an khalfihi. On his right, on his left, and behind him. He was indicating, I like to spend right, I spend on the left, spend behind me, I like to spend all over. Wa min khalfihi, behind him, wa qaleelum mahum. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then continued. Before he mentioned this, he said, I like to spend on my right, my left, behind me. Then summa sara, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued, and he said these words, innal aktharina humul aqalluna yawm al-qiyamah. Those people that have a lot of wealth in this dunya, they will have very little reward on the day of qiyamah. Illa, that he made an exception, man qala bil mali hakadha wa hakadha wa hakadha, except that person, Allah has given him wealth and he keeps on spending. He spends like this and like that. And then the Nabi alayhi salam explained, an yameenihi wa an shimalihi wa min khalfi. He spends on his right, he spends on his left, he spends behind him. He spends in different avenues. This Nabi alayhi salam saying, innal aktharin humul aqallun. Those people who have a lot of wealth, they will have very little reward on the day of Qiyamah. This hadith in itself shows that we shouldn't keep desiring and aspiring for wealth, thinking that Nabi alayhi salam said, those that have a lot of wealth, they will have very little on the day of Qiyamah. Illa, except very few. Who are those few people? Those that keep on spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَقَلِيلٌ مَّهُمْ. They will be very, very few. These people will be very few who have a lot of wealth in the dunya and they keep on spending. They are very few. In other words, the tabiat of wealth is such that the more you have, the more you want to hoard. Allah Pak mentions, وَأُحْذِرَتِ الْأَنفُسُ الشُّحُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made in insan's tabiat this quality of holding back. He wants to keep back. It's not a natural quality. Therefore, you find that one of the benefits of zakat, zakat means to purify, that one of the benefits of the zakat is to purify the heart from stinginess, from bukhl. Because the person is giving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is cleaning the heart of that natural, intrinsic desire to hold back. So now he's giving, Allah Pak is cleaning that heart. So anyway, this hadith is teaching us that if a person has wealth, he should be giving with the hope that this giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to my assistance. Number one. Number two is, we see somebody with wealth, then we should think that this person is from those few that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is talking about. We shouldn't think that this person will have very little on the day of Qiyamah. We should have good thoughts of this person. But when it comes to ourselves, then we should say, I don't desire to have so much, because I don't want to be from the few on the day of Qiyamah who had that wealth and he didn't spend. Allah has given us, we should spend so that we don't be from the few, and that we be from those few people that will benefit from this, what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, that they will be saved. But at the same time, when it comes to others, we should always have good hope that inshallah this person will be from those people who Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned. They are the exceptions from the rule. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, the 6th fast of Shawwal, we should try and keep it. We got the whole month. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam mentioned that the person gets the reward of fasting for the whole year. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.